This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver is lagging other cities when it comes to getting workers back to the office, CPR Sarah Mulholen reports.
Denver's office attendance is 40% lower than it was in 2019, the year before the pandemic ushered in the era of remote work. That ranks Denver dead last in a study of 11 cities published by data company Placer AI. New York, where office attendance is actually up slightly, is at the top of the list. Nationally, office attendance is down 22% on average from pre-pandemic levels. Getting people to come back downtown for work and play is a critical objective for Denver Mayor Mike Johnston's agenda. City boosters have struggled to get visitors to venture downtown amid lingering concerns about crime and disruption from major construction projects. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The school district north of Denver will place a $40 million tax increase for schools on the November ballot. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Adams 12 five-star leaders say the district ranks 14 out of 15 nearby school districts in the amount of local tax dollars it raises per resident, and that puts students at a competitive disadvantage. Superintendent Chris Godowski says the district has been forced to cut millions of dollars in more than 150 positions. He says teacher salaries rank near the bottom compared to neighboring districts. If passed, the mill levy override would pay for more staff, academic programs, and student safety and mental health. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado-based Frontier Airlines is adding 20 new routes starting in November. Some of the routes include Baltimore to Cancun, Dallas to New Orleans, Detroit to Miami, and Houston to Honduras. From Denver to Colorado Springs, a mostly sunny day, highs in the 70s, and things should be about the same tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.